Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me via Zoom this morning, I have Laura Cortez and the Dance Cards and Miss Kenley Jackson from Sitka Fine Arts Camp. Thank you all for joining me this morning for the morning interview. I know with Dance Cards, it's an early morning for you two, for you three.
For us three, we landed at 12:30 last night. Our flight was delayed in the morning. And so we are in our pajamas here at Sitka Fine Arts Camp. We do have coffee and, you know, the freezer's filled with ice cream. Thank you, Kenley.
But you're set up for success.
We haven't eaten it yet. We can have, ice cream for breakfast. There have been worse breakfasts in a lifetime.
Sure, that's the perks of being a grown-up. If you decide ice cream is a breakfast food, gosh darn it, it's a breakfast food. Well, also, this has been, coming in late on the 12:30 p.m. flight. You're coming in from a whole tour of Alaska. Where have you been so far?
I'm not going to say that it was easy to get to these places. Every single flight has been delayed. We ended up renting a car to drive somewhere for 7 hours instead of flying when a flight was canceled. But we started in Fairbanks. Then we played Anchorage. Then we played Valdez. That's where we drove. How could I forget? We played Anchorage. Then we were supposed to play Kodiak, but our flight was fogged in. No one got to Kodiak that day. Then we flew to Cordova, and now we're here in Sitka.
And the weather gods allowed you entrance into our little island here. This is the final stop in your tour.
It's true. We head on our separate ways after this until, you know, maybe the spring months.
Right on. So for us, who are the Dance Cards? Who all is going to be gracing us with musical wonder?
Well, I'm Laura Cortese, fiddle and singer. We have on the cello, Valerie Thompson, also a great singer. And on the bass, Zoe Giganow, great singer. And we write some songs, each of us separately in our lives and for our various projects. And we, for this last album we made together, Bitter Better, we tried to write more music together. And so we've been doing some songwriting together, which has been really fun.
So the music that you're going to be sharing with us tonight, this is going to be your music. It's not going to be necessarily like covers or anything. This is original things.
Original indie folk songs that make people feel things. I'm very sorry if you were planning to sit and watch us like a television, but there's going to be it's an engaging activity.
Right on. So engaging up, feeling feelings. Are we like kind of dancing in your seat? You said it's indie folk, so it's generally more, probably a little more upbeat in some ways.
Energetic. There's just some groove component to this band. We all play these string instruments, but we play them pretty percussively and, you know, using techniques that are about groove more than about expansive soundscapes.
Got it. Okay.
That's occasional expansive soundscape too.
I feel like that's we're well acquainted with the expansive soundscapes in Sitka. Through Fine Arts Camp, we're able, and Summer Music Festival, able to bring in a lot of string instruments when we're thinking in a more classical sense. It's going to be cool to have a. You're in Fine Arts Camp now. You have you can see evidence of past groups coming through. It'll be cool to have a group on stage like, yes, we have the stringed instruments, but have you heard them like this?
They're rocking.
So for your music tonight, what are you hoping to share with the audience? Do you have a set? Set list that you're going for? Are you going to feel with the audience? What's your hopes for the show?
Yeah, basically we have our repertoire of a few different albums that we draw from, and including an album called Bitter Better, one called California Calling. I grew up in San Francisco, California. That one's about being homesick. And an earlier album called Into the Dark. And, you know, the set list, even when it is the same, it does change from night to night. We think like, oh, like there's some vibe we've gotten here walking around town. We should probably put that tune in. Mm-hmm. Or today I feel like playing this song. Last night as we were driving in Juneau during our very long layover, I was like, maybe we could play this one, you know. And I started singing it to them and they're like, it's so late and our flight is so delayed. Shut up. But no, you know, even when the set list is the same from night to night, no show is ever the mm-hmm. same, because the audience is always different. The audience has, you know, is in whatever part of the winter they're in. They had whatever kind of rainy day they had, or they maybe they got out hiking and they're like ready to chill. You know, like the vibe that the audience brings gives us energy and sort of changes yeah. where we sink in within a certain piece. Like, let's actually spread out a little bit in this moment, or let's play an extra round here because we're really enjoying this groove here. Mm-hmm. And each one is its magic.
And you've
moment.
Got albums worth of repertoire to pull from. So if you're feeling a certain vibe, like this is what the people need, we will give it to them. So how long has the Dance Cards, have the three of you been performing together?
Yeah, the project of the Dance Cards started with an album where I first did this instrumentation in 2010, and we became Laura Cortese and the Dance Cards in 2013, after touring that project for a few years and really feeling like it was a band. Mm-hmm. And Valerie Thompson, cellist, has been involved in that whole round. And then we think sometime in 2015, Zoe slipped into the band, but it seems like she's always been here. So it's very hard to know the real starting moment. We get asked every day, like, when? And we're like, let me check my emails. I wonder what day we first worked together.
That's a sign of a good group when you're just, yeah, and you have that meld. So since basically 2015, the three of you have been making music together. And has there been much of a shift from that core trio of you, or has this been yeah. like, this is how the Dance Cards, this is the unit, this is the group?
No, the Dance Cards has evolved over time. The very first iteration was two fiddles and cello. Then we added bass. So it was two fiddles, cello, and bass. Always everybody singing together, like mm-hmm. it's strings and voices together. And then that was a collective of people who all love making string music, but have lots of other great projects on the go. And in 2019, the whole collective came together to record Bitter Better. I live in Belgium. I was there getting my residency, had to stay there for 6 months. So everybody flew over, recorded all together. And our big dream, of course, was to also get to do some gigs in that yeah. like larger collective format. But then, as we all know, March 2020 rolled around and yeah. that wasn't going to happen. But the last tour we did in 2019, one of our bandmates was not well and couldn't do the tour. And so we did it as a trio. And it was cool to find out like that the arrangements could live and could have a life, and that the audience could be moved in that smaller format. Mm-hmm. And it's been really helpful in this phase of coming out of lockdowns, like saying like, okay, it's August 2021. They say we can tour if we wear a mask, you know, like let's see what happens. And to actually only try that in trio format and sort of be guaranteed that you can get through the tour and have everybody still be well. Because the bubble is so small, and that kind of thing has been really helpful. And we did do one tour this summer with drums, which has been a dream of mine for a long time. We were in the UK and we had a bunch of festivals, and there was a drummer we wanted to collaborate with there. And so that was a unique experience. So it's always kind of shifting and changing, but this unit has done the last year. Every gig that the Dance Cards have done in the last year has been this trio. So we're pretty used to each other.
Awesome. Really dialed in. That makes for that much more when you can anticipate everyone, like everyone else, just by a glance or just a feeling. It's a special sort of magic that happens. And it's awesome that you guys are yeah. able to come here as your last stop on your Alaska tour and spread that love here to Sitka. We're always a big yeah. fan of new sounds and new friends we can ideally convince to come back at some point.
Yeah. Well, you're probably going to see us exploring the downtown area today if you Absolutely. Run into us. Yeah. Tell us what we should be doing with our time.
Perfect. Well, yeah, it's nice that you're at the Fine Arts Camp. It's yeah, right downtown, just a hop, skip, and a jump from our bustling metropolis of downtown Lincoln Street. So Kenley, I'm going to throw to you real quick before we're out of time. For folks who want to come see Laura Cortese and the Dance Cards, where's the magic happening tonight?
The show tonight is at Sitka Performing Arts Center at the PAC. So come on out. It starts at 7 o'clock and we'll have tickets at the door. And if you want to get them in advance, they are online at fineartscamp.org/shows, or you can give us a call at 907-747-3085.
Excellent. So show at 7, I'm assuming like probably doors at 6:30. Come get a good spot.
Doors at 6:30. Yep. Come get your seats.
Yeah. Get ready for feelings, for moving, for grooving, for having a nice, like getting back into that group experience, that shared experience of the magic of music and the awesome tunes that you ladies are bringing. Thank you all for joining me this morning. Fortunately, we're out of time, but Laura, Val, Zoe, thank you so much for coming all the way to Sitka, for braving the elements. We're excited to have you here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks.
Thanks, Aaron.